Hey there, this is Luke Waite, and you listen to the Luke Waite audio stream where we talk about business, leadership, branding, and coffee. Today, what I want to talk about is creating memorable experiences for guests in cafe spaces. Today, I actually had an awesome experience in a cafe, and obviously, with COVID, it makes things a little bit more difficult to do because, you know, you have social distancing. Oftentimes the cafes aren't using ceramic cups and saucers and spoons and all that. Everything's to go. And also you can't sit down in the cafe, but thankfully things are starting to get back to normal and starting to see cafes for what they envision them to be in the first place. And today I went to this cafe, and it was just a beautiful experience. You know, walked in, asked what the person who was taking orders, what they really were enjoying, what was tasting good, and what they had to brew. And they were just so happy to walk us through everything and to give us the rundown on all the coffees. And, you know, and then the folks who are actually brewing the coffee also were excited about talking about the coffee and what it tastes like and where it's from and how they started the relationship with the producer. And the experience was just elevated, and it was very minor. You know, also this is a pretty large cafe, and there's only two people working the space, and they were just floating around the space so well, serving the guests so well, and giving excellent experiences to people. And it got me thinking about how easy it actually is to offer a good experience, but how it requires teamwork. Meaning, you know, if you just have one person on staff who's really good at what they're doing, you know, who's a good barista or good on the register, that's great. But the thing that really changes things is when the team is working cohesively together. And when you can tell that each member of the team is thinking through, you know, what are all of the things that need to happen here and how do we make sure the guests are taken care of well and drinks are going out in a, you know, reasonable amount of time and that guests have the things they need. And it really doesn't take that much longer. I'll give you a practical example. So my partner and I, we got some coffee and we both ordered pour overs. However, we ordered two different pour overs. And in order to differentiate the pour overs, the person who was brewing them put them in two different cups, two different colored ceramics rather. And it's just a little thing, that is going the extra mile to think through the guest's experience, to think through, how is the person across the counter going to experience this? Sure, I know which cup has which coffee in it, but how might they differentiate that? And the point that I'm trying to make here is that it doesn't take that much more time or effort to go that extra mile and to really change the experience from a fine experience to an excellent experience. Another thing that they did at this cafe was they carry all the drinks out to the guests. Now, I don't have a vendetta against folks who, you know, call out drinks. I think it's totally fine if you want to do that. But it's thoughtful. And also, especially right now, coming out of COVID, there's not very many folks who are taking care of people like that. And mind you, this cafe, you're required to wear a mask in it at all times unless you're eating or drinking. So it's not like they're just lifting all of the COVID restrictions and just, you know, being careless. They're being careful. However, they're being intentional. And I think that's the key piece for any cafe owner who's trying to offer an exceptional experience is to think through not just what is expected, but how do we go above and beyond within the confines of, you know, your space, the restrictions of your state and you know, county or city, and also what are the restrictions within your bandwidth for your people? You know, it's reasonable to say, you know what, it's not feasible for us to run drinks out. Let's say you have a cafe that's, you know, two stories. That might not be feasible for you, and that's totally fine. But how can you increase, how can you think through different opportunities and ways to make that experience special for folks when they are coming to pick up their cup of coffee or latte? You know, that little bit of intentionality goes a long way. And sure, a lot of people won't even realize it's happening. However, it does separate you. It does increase the brand loyalty to what it is that you're doing, because people want to be cared for. They don't want to be treated like a number. They don't want to be treated like a tip. They want to be treated like a human being and cared for. If they wanted to make the coffee themselves, they would have made it at home. They went to your cafe. They went to your space to experience the things that you have to offer, to experience the beauty that you see in coffee and in service and in your brand. So just some things to think about as you're exiting, you know, COVID restrictions and starting to, you know, change up service back to what normal used to be. So just think through those things. Think through how can you offer an exceptional experience within the confines of your space, your team, and what your brand is trying to communicate. If you got value from that, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me at Luke D. Waite on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear the challenges you're facing. I'd love to hear what sort of questions you have. So feel free to always reach out. I respond to every DM and every message. So reach out. I'm looking forward to answering those. Be well.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by The Lev Co., a digital marketing, creative, and consulting agency built for small businesses who want to change the world through good design. To learn more, reach out to us at thelevco@gmail.com. Be well.